Hi, everybody. Welcome to episode 65 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it is brought to you by our good friends at the Ankeny office of Ira Realty. They are located at 1802 Southeast Delaware, suite number 103. Ira Realty is the proud sponsor of Ankeny Fanatic. They have 75 acres specializing in residential, commercial, farm, and land properties. Well, we're going to talk a lot of girls swimming today as we're heading into the home stretch of the season. In a little while, we'll be visiting with one of Ankeny's top swimmers. But right now, I want to bring in my first guest. She is in her 13th season as the head coach of the Ankeny squad, and she has guided the Hawkettes to back-to-back fourth-place finishes at the state meet. She is Michelle Stout. Michelle, thanks for coming in. How are you doing?
Well, great. Thank you, Dan.
Well, my original plan was to recap last night's dual meet at Dowling Catholic and look ahead to next Tuesday's dual meet against Ames. But unfortunately, the weather got in the way, and the meet at Dowling was postponed due to lightning. But I guess rescheduled for tomorrow now, is that right?
Correct. It'll be a little earlier than usual, so we'll be having a start time of 3 o'clock tomorrow.
All right. Now, some people might be wondering why this meet was affected, because you're swimming in an indoor pool, but I guess Dowling has a rule that requires a 30-minute delay anytime there's lightning, is that right?
Well, that's correct, and the initial delay was actually due to a tornado warning that was issued for the area, and Dowling does have that. That's just a school policy they have for that particular pool that... They sense lightning strikes, they delay activities.
And then because the storms were expected to last well into the evening, I guess they really didn't have much choice other than to postpone it, right?
Well, and there were continuous strikes, and like you said, forecasted to be more on the way.
All right. Now, I know you've had some boys' meets in the winter postponed before due to snow. Is this the first time you can recall having a girls' meet postponed because of rain?
No, actually, years ago we had a meet at Hoover High School postponed due to heat. The heat indexes were well into the hundreds, and the pool temperature, I guess, you know, the air quality and the pool temperature had risen to what they considered to be unsafe levels. So there has been one other time in the girls' season.
All right. Well, your team was already coming off a layoff because you hadn't competed since placing second in the Little Hawk Invitational at Iowa City on September 21st. So did this postponement kind of disrupt, you know, your training plans a little bit? Because you obviously didn't swim last night, and then I don't imagine you guys came home and practiced or anything, did you?
Well, sure, it disrupted, our training for the day. But it was one of those things that was out of our control, and so we just, keep moving forward.
All right. Well, your team is currently ranked fourth in the state with 3,676 power points. The Hawkettes are 4-0 in dual meets, and they've defeated their four opponents by an average of 78 points. Are you pretty happy with where your team is at right now?
Well, so far, yes. There's been some really good swims. In the Little Hawk Invitational, that was probably one of our first true tests. And some of the girls put up some very good times, some season best times so far. And, particularly the relays. We went there looking at the relays and, trying to formulate the best relays. All of our relays are highly ranked right now. And so we're just on a journey to find our best lineup as we head into the championship part of our season.
All right. Well, number 5, Waukee is the best team that you faced in a dual meet, but you did get a chance to swim against a number 3, Iowa City West, at the Little Hawk Invitational. Mm-hmm. The women of Troy won that meet with 456 points. You guys finished second with 372. Were you pretty impressed with Iowa City West?
Right. We knew that they were loaded with talent this year, and those girls just swam exceptionally well at that particular meet as well. Out of 11 events, 11 swimming events, 7 records were broken that day. So we were able to break the medley relay record. Then a Bettendorf girl broke the backstroke record. The other 5 out of 11 were broken by Iowa City athletes. So they're on a particularly, great roll right now, a great run.
All right, listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Ira Realty. Gershman Mortgage is also a sponsor of the podcast. Gershman, the Midwest's premier mortgage lender, is proud to be part of the Ankeny Fanatic podcast. Whether you are looking to purchase a new home, vacation home, upgrade or remodel an existing home, or refinance your current mortgage, Gershman is here to help. With over 60 years in the mortgage industry, they have security, experience, and unmatched service. You can visit their Ankeny office, call 515-964-5952, or visit gershman.com to get pre-approved today. We're visiting with Ankeny Girls Swimming Coach Michelle Stout. Well, Michelle, your team had a long, layoff since the Iowa City meet. Did you guys really ramp up the yardage last week, in an effort to build up your endurance?
Yes. It's as simple as that. Just yes.
Well, your team certainly faces a tough week ahead now. You'll go back to Dowling tomorrow night, to face the number 2 Maroons. Mm-hmm. How do you feel like you match up with them?
I think we'll give them some great races. We have some girls that match up very well to them, and I have a lot of confidence that our girls are ready to, you know, go to work and get some, give them some good races.
Well, Dowling is ranked second in the state in all three relays, and the Maroons also have some outstanding individuals. Katie Broderick leads the state in the 100 backstroke and is also ranked in the top five in three other events. Barrett Quast, Meg Susel, and Mary Martin are also ranked in the top five in some other events. You know, so they're really strong all over the place, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Well, you guys certainly have a number of ranked individuals as well, and we'll get to that here in a minute. But things won't get any easier for you guys then on Tuesday when Ames comes to town for a dual meet. The Little Cyclones are ranked number one, and they've won 8 of the last 9 state titles. You know, they're just a powerhouse, aren't they?
They continue to be, yes.
What do you think has been the biggest, you know, key to their success, you know, over the last decade?
You know, there's a number of factors, but I guess I consistently look at what they're doing on the club level, too, to generate just a continuous stream of very talented athletes.
Well, the Little Cyclones are ranked first in both the 200 medley and 200 freestyle relays. Their top individuals are Annie Galvin, Brindley Horace, and Megan Donald. You know, how do you feel like, you know, you match up with them in a dual meet?
You know, very close to the same scenario as Dowling.
All right. Well, regardless of how these two meets, you know, turn out, you're obviously going to have some bigger meets coming up later on. So do you go into these dual meets trying to score as many points as you can and trying to win them, or is the bigger objective, you know, to find out more about your lineup and where you're going to be best, you know, later on?
I would say that from meet to meet, we have different goals, but the goal would always be to score as many points or, you know, to win the meet. But sometimes it's just to find, you know, a good fit for an athlete in which event is going to be the best fit for them. You know, what athletes are, you know, are great at back-to-back events, what athletes need more rest time between events, and, you know, trying to challenge them and figure out those fine-tuned points.
All right. We're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Iowa Realty. Revive Clinic and Spa is also a sponsor of the podcast. Revive has a large menu of aesthetic procedures, including Botox, cosmetic fillers, hydrofacials, cool sculpting, laser hair removal, Forever Young photo facials, Halo, and a medically supervised weight loss program. Dr. Steph is now offering hormone pellet therapy for men and women. She has over 15 years of aesthetic experience and 30 years in the healthcare field. Her staff is top-notch and the best in the industry. They give you every new patient a complimentary consult that includes a Visia skin analysis valued at $200. Revive Clinic and Spa is conveniently located at 1850 Southwest Plaza Shops Lane in South Ankeny by the new Hy-Vee. You can give them a call at 515-965-5677. Well, Michelle, let's talk about some of your swimmers now. We certainly have to begin with Jasmine Rumley, the Tennessee recruit, who is ranked first in the state in both the 50 and 100 freestyle events. Of course, Jasmine is a 3-time state champion. She's the two-time defending state champ in the 50 freestyle. And I imagine you fully expect her to maybe add a few more titles to that list, don't you think, this year?
Absolutely. She has high goals for her final senior year. And we're all doing everything we can to help get her to meet those goals.
Well, your team is ranked third in both the 200 medley relay and the 200 freestyle relay, and fifth in the 400 freestyle relay. So you've obviously got to feel like you've got a chance to compete for titles in those events as well, don't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, and so, it's finding the right combination of girls.
Sure.
To be able to win each of those.
Well, senior Scout Bergwall is another one of your top individuals, and we'll be talking with her here in a few minutes. You know, she's having a good year thus far, isn't she?
Oh, sure. On several levels, not only in the butterfly and backstroke, but we've come to count on her on some other events as well. And she's definitely improved in the freestyle events, so you'll be seeing more from her on those events as well.
All right, and Sydney Jorgensen and Erica Peters are both ranked in the top 10 in the diving event. You know, you've got a chance with those two to double place in that event at the state meet, don't you?
Yes, they're well on track. And, you know, we have a third swimmer, Dasha Toth, that, you know, we fully expect her to make a run as a state qualifier as well.
Now, what's the deal with some meets they have the 6 dive event, and the other meets they have the 11 dive event? How do they decide which one they're going to do?
Dual meets are typically all 6 dive events. And as we move through the diving season, there's a rotation of expectations that the divers are supposed to meet from week to week. For example, this week is all about, like, reverses. And so they have to be able to, so then as we get to the 12 meet, or the 12 dive meets, then that gives them an opportunity. That will be the expectation at state.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So typically the only 12 dive meets we see during the season are diving invitationals.
Oh, okay. Well, I mentioned at the top of the podcast that your team has placed fourth at the state meet in each of the last 2 years, and those are the highest finishes in school history. You know, so I'm guessing the goal this year is to crack the top 3, huh?
Well, it's always to place as highly as we can. Absolutely.
Well, teams like Ames, Dally, and Iowa City West out there, you know, that's not going to be an easy task. What's it going to take for you guys to accomplish that goal?
Well, I think we're well on our way. I mean, I think we're doing everything we can right now. I think we're practicing hard. We're racing hard. You know, we're supporting each other on, you know, on this journey through the season. And, you know, I think that's what I guess the bond that we have as a team, that's ultimately going to lift our performances as well.
Well, I know you haven't seen Ames and Dally yet, but when you look at the power rankings, the Little Cyclones have more than a 100-point edge on the Maroons. You know, just from what you know about them, you know, do you think Ames is beatable at the state meet, or do you think maybe, you know, the other teams are kind of in a race for second place?
You know, I believe that with the new meet format that we saw last year, the new state meet format with the prelims finals, we saw all kinds of crazy things happen last year. And so that they've turned the state meet into a two-day meet. So I think it's, you know, anything can happen. I'm not ruling out any possibilities. I certainly think that we all have our strong qualities, that if we have a strong state meet, that anything's possible.
Well, it's sure looking like it's going to shape up to be, you know, quite a meet between maybe those three teams that I mentioned and you guys, maybe some others as well.
Mm-hmm. There's going to be some great races individually, and, you know, the relays are all pretty tight as well.
All right, Michelle, thanks a lot for coming in tonight. Good luck the rest of the season.
All right, thank you, Dan.
You bet. All right, listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Iowa Realty. The Iowa Finance Authority 2019 Mortgage Credit Certificate Program can save Iowa homebuyers up to $2,000 on their federal taxes for the life of the loan for first-time home buyers. This program awards a tax credit valued at 50% of the annual mortgage interest paid and is available annually as long as the home remains the buyer's primary residence. Dave Lewis of Home Services Lending in the Iowa Realty Ankeny office is a participating lender. You can call Dave at 515-321-5913 if you have any questions. He also has a variety of products and can handle all of your loan needs. Well, my next guest is a senior on the Ankeny squad. She placed fifth in the butterfly at last year's state meet in 57.15 seconds, which set a school record. She also swam in the Hawkettes' fourth place 200 medley relay. She is Scout Bergwell. Scout, thanks for coming in. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, good. Well, those were certainly some unusual circumstances out there at Dowling last night. You guys had to wait in the locker room for quite a while meet officials determined, you know, what to do about the meet. So what did you guys, you know, do during the delay?
Oh, we did a lot of cheers. We had a lot of fun in there. Just tried to stay hyper as much as we could just in case we did have to swim, so we would be ready for that.
Well, I saw the one video on Twitter of your team doing some sort of a cheer. Now, was that you that was leading the cheer?
Yeah, it was.
I thought that was you. So where did that come from? Was that your idea?
Well, we do, it's like a roller coaster thing, like you pretend you're on a roller coaster, and they've done it at football games, and one of the sophomore girls came up to me and was like, we should do that, and I was like, okay, yeah, that'd be fun, and everyone was really excited to do it, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it looked like you guys were enjoying yourselves. Well, Scout, you're currently ranked sixth in the state in the butterfly with a time of 57.92. You're 23rd in the 200 IM. You know, have you been happy with the way you swam up to this point?
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I'm disappointed about is the 100 back. I've just been really trying to get drop time in that, but I was happy with my times. I was really close to my best times at the beginning of the season before we started getting into our actual training, so I am really happy with where I'm at right now.
Well, I know you told me earlier this season that you skipped track last spring in order to swim at Nationals, and then you spent the summer swimming long course events, so you were already, you know, in pretty good shape when the season started, weren't you?
Mm-hmm, yeah, I didn't do track, and I think that was a good decision for me just because I got really bad shin splints my sophomore year, and I think that kind of affected how well I swam, so I think that it was a good choice to do that. So I was ready for high school.
So you found that made a big difference for you?
I think so. I think it made me stronger to just stay swimming instead of taking that break.
Well, we talked with Coach about the long layoff that you guys have had. So were those practices last week, were they pretty hard on you?
Oh, yeah. I was really tired at school, and it was hard getting up, but we got through it.
So how many yards were you guys typically swimming each day?
Oh, gosh. I don't even know. I don't want to know.
Well, I'm sure you're all amped up to swim last night, you know, against Dowling. Was it difficult to come down from that emotional peak, and do you think it's going to be hard to get, you know, cranked back up again tomorrow?
Oh, I don't think it'll be hard to get back up. If anything, we'll be more hyped up for tomorrow just because we were really, really excited to swim yesterday, and it was just kind of a bummer we didn't get to, but I think that we'll get back up, if not more ready for it.
All right. Well, your best event is the butterfly, and it's possible that you could face Dowling's Barrett Quast in that event tomorrow night. Are you anxious to see how you stack up against her?
Oh, yeah. She's one of the girls that I always look up to the most. I swam club with her and was always trying to beat her at practice and stuff. She's really one of the girls I look to beat just because she is so fast.
All right. You're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Ira Realty. Gershman Mortgage is also a sponsor of the podcast. Whether you're looking for your first home or refinancing your existing loan, Gershman Mortgage has an expert to assist you. They help you find the right mortgage to meet your personal needs. When you are buying your starter house, moving to a larger home, aging in place, or looking to refinance, Gershman Mortgage will be there every step of the way. You can visit their Ankeny office, call 515-964-5952, or visit Gershman.com to get pre-approved today. Well, we're visiting with Scout Bergman from the Ankeny girls swim team. Well, Scout, then you guys are going to host Ames the next Tuesday, and the Little Cyclones are certainly the gold standard in Iowa girls high school swimming. You know, it's pretty amazing what they've been able to accomplish the last decade, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's pretty cool to watch them win every time. Like, obviously I want to be there, but to watch them just keep that up is just amazing.
Well, do you think you guys could gain some confidence, you know, from swimming well against them, even if it comes in a loss?
Oh, yeah, for sure. If we get close, I think that everyone would really get really excited about that.
Now, you told me earlier this season that you wanted to be a memorable leader for the team. So in what ways do you try to provide the leadership for the other girls?
I mean, always being supportive, always cheering like we did in the locker room, just trying to get them ready to swim, make sure they want to do their best, just always being supportive, always being there for them.
Well, Jasmine is certainly one of the team leaders as well. The two of you have been swimming together for a long time. What's it been like for you to have her as a teammate? Are you pretty amazed at what she's able to do sometimes in the pool?
Oh, yeah. Well, she's amazing at the 50, of course, and she's one of my best friends, so I like seeing her, like, get better and succeed. And yeah, we have been swimming together this whole high school season, so it's been really fun to just grow up with her kind of on the team and stuff like that.
Now, you also told me that you've been looking at some schools and that you do want to swim in college. You know, what are you looking for specifically in a college that you'd like to attend?
Well, I mean, just the same, like, family environment. Just I want to be really close with the whole team, and then I just want to keep getting better. I don't want to just go to college and kind of just to do it. I want to, of course, get better and somewhere where I can get faster and go to other places.
Sure. Now, have you started to narrow down your list of schools, or is it still kind of wide open?
I'm still just trying to figure it out. So I've been taking visits and stuff, but still just figuring it out.
Okay. Well, I know you're planning to study sociology as a pre-law major, and that kind of interests me because I had a minor in sociology, you know, way back when I went to college. So do you know what kind of a career you want to get into with that degree?
I do want to be a lawyer, so.
All right. Well, that's beyond what I wanted to do. Well, Scout, thanks a lot for coming in tonight, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
You bet.
All right, you've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Iowa Realty. Iowa Realty is very proud and fortunate to have some home services lending, Iowa Title, Midland Title and Escrow, and Home Services Insurance as part of their one-stop shopping model. They're able to help you buy and sell anywhere in the state of Iowa. They can also help you, your family, and friends who are moving from anywhere to anywhere in the world through their business affiliates. If you would like information on how to become a realtor, you can call Mike Stanbro at 453-5350, or you can email Mike at mikestanbro, that's STANBROUGH, at iowarealty.com. Come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.